When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. Little break from the stress that is the Lions. You got a week left if you haven't finished your shopping. Week from today, it all ends. You don't want to be at the mall. You don't want to be waiting by the door for a package. So every year, a week from Christmas, we just do one or two segments about this, and it is usually a complete effing disaster. It is the Hatchet Man Holiday Buying Guide.
Ho, 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 everybody.
Oh, boy.
How's everybody doing this year?
Jesus,
man. We are now 8 days away from Christmas.
A little too happy, but okay.
A little bit. Just dial it back just a little bit, buddy.
All right. We're 8 days away from Christmas, guys. And guess what? I haven't done any shopping. Not online, not in person, because I love the rush. I will get everything done last minute.
Your wife's a real lucky lady.
Mm-hmm. So, if you're like me and
he buys one gift and tells his sons it's going to be like the Hunger Games. The winner gets the gift.
And go, attack.
So if you need ideas, actually I don't need them, but if you need ideas, okay. Here are some ideas for you.
All right.
The car cleaning gel. If you want less than $10, you can go on Amazon and get the car cleaning gel. Now that will get in certain spots that you can't always get into, the cup holders, the air vents, the steering wheel,
your wife.
Rico's already laughing. I'm serious here. It is a car cleaning gel. It gets in places you can't get.
You lost Rico once you started using words like crevice and cracks.
I was just waiting for Mike's response.
No, I guess it was more, who exactly is going to be thrilled to open up a gift box and it's car cleaning gel.
Oh, you know what? Jail,
unless you know that meticulous car person who always keeps their car clean, not a spot in there, that works for them, but that's only like 3% of society.
That's a stocking stuffer. Like my brother-in-law, Rip, as you call him.
Yeah.
Well, Rip would like that. That dude builds cars.
Okay.
He's a maniac. Wow. Hey, what are you working on, Scotty? I'm just, rebuilding an engine.
You know, I decided I was just going to make a tree.
All right, that's cool. I'm watching Army Navy. Have a good day.
David, enjoy it seems like playing you're giving with people those chores.
You're doing chores for this? Yeah. That's
that
why
seems
it's not
like
appeasing.
A chore is what you're assigning me a task to do.
No, I think it's a stocking stuffer for the person who is that meticulous car guy.
Yeah, or it's a hint you live like a pig, clean your car. Carry on.
Here's a better option. Okay. Everyone wants air fryers. Everyone loves a toaster oven, something like that. So here is a Wonder Oven. It is a 7 by 10 inch air fryer.
Ooh.
So it's just small enough to, you know, like not...
A Barbie Easy Bake?
It feels like that.
Whoa.
It does.
Whoa. You watch your hooker mouth. Hold on a minute. Let me just
take up
a
lot of counter space.
This is how good air fryers are. All right? Mm-hmm. And I hope this never gets back to my mother. I haven't fried a chicken cutlet in years. Air fryer. The air fryers are unbelievable, fellas. Mm. I think they're an incredible gift.
Brother, incredible. You preach it to the choir. I mean, Kenny and I.
Yeah, we're all on team air fryer.
Like, we're like, hey.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're like, okay, where can we get the air fryer and where can we stash it so nobody else uses it?
We're trying to find somewhere in the office.
This one would work.
No, right. So we're trying to find. Now, they're redoing the office, so we held off. But Kenny and I were about to get an air fryer just so for the two of us to use. Mike, I'm with you on that. The way it can bring. It can bring certain things just back to life, like French fries. Just bring them back to life. Yes.
Pizza. Anything at all. Wings, chicken, pizza.
You can air fry a shoe. It's a great gift. Great gift.
Yeah. You go out to breakfast and you're like to a coney and you don't finish it. Take it home. Put it in the air fryer. Tastes brand new.
Yeah. So this one is small enough not to take up a lot of counter space, but you can fit a 4.5-pound chicken in here.
David, why don't you save that one so when we get our air fryer, that might be the one, actually.
That might be it.
I will save
you guys are going to get an office air fryer?
No, we're going to get a Rico and Kenny air fryer.
That's correct.
Wow, not even us, Mike.
No,
not even us.
You guys can use it, but, you know.
Enjoy that in the open office concept. I'm sure that's going to be a hit.
And that's why we have to find some place to stash this.
Okay, next.
Next on the list.
In the Hatchet Buying Guide a week from Christmas.
The Ember Temperature Control Smart Mug. A 14-ounce mug. You can put whatever drink you want in it, and it will get to the ideal temperature between 120 and 145.
Okay, this is what I call useless technology.
Okay.
There are plenty of insulated coffee cups that keep your drink hot, or the minute you put something cold in, they stay cold. Mm-hmm. I don't need a computer in my coffee mug. I'm out on this. Useless tech.
I am with you as well. It's not like there's not enough... insulated cups and thermoses out there. I mean, every year there's like that hot thermos that everybody wants to get, so I don't need tech.
Wasn't there like a Stanley one that got super popular on like TikTok or something like that?
It was the pink Stanley cup.
Yeah, that's the one.
And I had somebody tell me how it was so much better than every other cup, and I'm like, actually, it's not.
But shouldn't more expensive, but sure. Vodka out of? I could see Kenny just filling a 64-ouncer up with just straight booze, like Beth Dutton.
Throw some ice in there, it stays cold all day.
Yeah, yeah, all day, you know, when you're, you know, grinding tape and answering phones. Sure, I don't know. Go ahead. David, that one's a lousy gift. I think if you gave that to somebody, they wouldn't be happy with you.
All right, do you have anyone in your family or friends that loves the great outdoors? Because here,
yes, my brother-in-law.
For under $80, you can get the America the Beautiful Pass. That will get you in any national park in the country.
Well, okay, hold on. It's great. It's idealistic. It's not realistic. What's he doing with his two little kids? Hey, honey, my sister, I'm going to Yellowstone for the weekend.
You'd
have to be a nomadic loser to use that thing.
Here we go.
Become Clark Griswold.
Or hold on. It covers up to 4 adults at the site per person. Kids 15 and under get in free.
David, I got bad news for you. My sister would rather throw herself off a cliff than go camping. So, yeah,
so that's not going to happen.
New Yorkers don't
way.
Camp, bro.
I'm trying, man.
Hey, Detroiters don't either.
Wait. No, Rico only goes glamping.
No, I don't.
He doesn't go anything.
Camping is just practicing being homeless. That's it.
I'm with you. I've never understood it. Doesn't make any sense. Like, at least when guys set up a camp and they're going to go deer hunting or do a big hunting deal, I can understand that because it's a means to an end. You're out there chasing the prize. If you just camp because you want to be cold and wipe your boo-boo with a leaf, you've lost me.
Sleep on the ground. Once again,
I'm out.
Isn't this why we come to work every day? No, I'm good.
Next.
Here's another gift card and a gift box if you would like to do it. It's just $111. So what it is, you know how you can get the regular gift card to a restaurant here or an activity here? No, this one covers it all worldwide. So if you want to go to dinner in Paris, you can get this gift card and it will let you go to dinner in Paris.
What is this, the Rico Beard Interstellar Diners Club? What the hell is this?
13,000 activities are on this card.
So
you go to Paris only to have them say, sorry, we don't take this car. What are you going to say? Can I speak to the manager in French?
It will tell you where you can go to eat. It can tell you the spa places, the adventures, tours, yeah, David, everything.
This sounds great until you actually get to that foreign country and they're like,
You're stuck in Brazil. Yeah, sorry.
I think David's just trying to get rid of people left and right. He's sending people to national parks. Now he's sending people to Paris.
Yeah. Yeah, David's just getting rid of everybody. I don't know. Fellas, here's my one thing. I'm not big on gift cards. They feel impersonal. No? Or is that just an old-school mentality?
That's an old-school mentality. Okay. No. Mike, if there's something that you see, like, yeah, you know what? This person will love. Like, Kenny, here's an air fryer.
Yes.
I know Kenny's going to use his air fryer great. But if there's somebody who has, like, everything, you know what you want. I don't.
Yeah,
so go buy what you want and enjoy it. I'll pay for it.
See, I'm also weird too. Fella, I don't like getting gifts. You know this. I hate it. I like giving gifts. Mm-hmm. Don't ever buy me anything. Leave me alone. I'll give the gifts and just say thank you. I don't want anything. I hate getting gifts. It's so awkward.
He turns about 20 shades of, he looks like your sweatshirt.
Very
David.
True.
Oh, I can't stand it.
Very true.
Because then you're sitting there and you're on display.
No.
It's like I'm a zoo animal. Here, open this. And you got to think about what your reaction's got to be. And like, what if the gift sucks and you can't say it?
Mike, just say thank you. And you move on. What? A gift? How dare you?
I literally, that's how I feel. I don't want anything. Nobody listens to me.
But
damn it.
A gift card is, to me, for that person who really does have everything, I'm not going to figure out what you want. Either that or you're going to get the car jail. So take the gift card.
Correct. Wow.
Next.
I can close it out with something simple here, guys. Everyone has dogs. They have pets. You have to walk them. Many times in the dark, it is wintertime. So you can just get a simple headlight beanie.
Oh, dear God.
Put it on your head. It will keep you warm and you can see.
You know what, David? If you don't have a dog, but you still like to go out for a walk.
Because
let's face it, it's dark at 3:30
now. I see it plenty of times taking my son to school. People walking with the beanie on.
Rico, you are not allowed to walk around on a solo walk with a mining helmet.
Yeah, you are.
David is selling you a coal miner's helmet. You will be arrested.
I'm not going to say that I had one.
Yeah, it's not the hard hat, but it is a skull cap with a light on it.
It's a skull cap.
Mining cap.
But yeah, because it gets dark at 3:30, 4 o'clock.
Kenny, Rico's walking around like one of the doozers from Fraggle Rock. I have got to see this.
Hi-ho.
David, it's a good gift. Like I said, if you have to take...
I got the black lung pop.
You got to walk the dog, or you just want to take a walk. It's not that bad out, but it's dark. You put that hat on. You don't have to carry a flashlight, and you can see where you're going.
I knew someone would love this. Thank you, Rico.
Rico's walking around on his daily walk like one of the village people. You got a construction vest, too?
He's off to the mine.
I actually do.
Oh, my goodness.
Good for you. You're supposed to.
Right,
be safe.
I don't want to get hit by a car.
Hey, Mike, we're black. You can't see us.
Right. I go out there with the all-black hookup. Either you can't see me or you're calling the cops.
There you go. You got to have a light on.
Right.
Okay, PSA to everyone. If you see a mountain of a man dressed as a member of the village people, do not call the cops. It's just Rico on a saunter. Jesus. And that, with a week to go, is David's god-awful gift guide.
Justin Bieber, mistletoe.
Get rid of it. I don't know if this is another Kenny Cott drunk selection.
This is all
this is an atrocity.
All me.
That's awful, and you know it. Ticket text. If you want Lions talk immediately, Odyssey.com rewind, 3 o'clock. Kind of tackled the day and pathwaying. All right, let's reset where we're at. And this is, can they get 3-0? Can they get this one seed? And then reassess what it looks like in Super Bowl talk after that. We'll get back to that at 5 o'clock. David, ticket text first.
The headlamp gift is a great idea. The car jail, not so much. Someone else says, the Ember mug is awesome. You guys are so wrong about it.
I don't know how I could be wrong. I just like my coffee the way I like it. I'm good.
Try roasting a whole chicken in the air fryer, 80 minutes, 370 in your office. Yeah, I'm sure people will have a great time with that.
I can't wait for Rico and Kenny to attempt this in an open office concept. Yeah, that'll be awesome.
Cooking a chicken in there, but no.
No, I want you to now. No, that's happening.
We're just going to heat up like fries or leftovers or whatever we're bringing in, you know. Yeah. Although we could try the chicken one day. It'd be an interesting experiment.
You know what? We could do it over the holidays. There'll be nobody else here.
True. Oh. Okay.
Just do it any day that ends in a Y. Sales is never here.
Headlight beanie is a great gift for any mechanic, though. Not anybody else.
Yeah, not for Rico on a leisurely stroll. That's insanity.
It works.
When I was a kid, I asked my dad, why don't we go camping? He said, you're Italian, and walked away. That's JoJo and McCone.
JoJo and I were raised very similarly, I take it.
Substitute Italian for black, and it works just the same.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to pass along a note, and it's Tiger-related, and I thought it was interesting, if I'm going to be polite. Did you guys read the quotes from Alex Cobb?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Here's what I'll read you, and if you have something to add to it, go ahead. I just want to put this out there. Now, look, it's a lot like the conversation about the Lions. You can't get hung up in one thing. It's not that Alex Cobb is terrible. It's that he's 37, he's been hurt 4 of 6 years, and you paid an ungodly amount of money. $15 million to him with incentives that could bring it to 17. I'm sorry. It's asinine. He wasn't thinking about the Tigers after game one of the ALCS. He was thinking about retiring. Quote, honestly, that was heavy on my mind after that start. I had to come out with another nagging issue. I thought after a year of battling, I didn't know if there'd be much interest. Early on, when teams were calling, I was surprised by the interest. You get yourself back in the gym, you're working out and throwing again, and you convince yourself you can do it. But do it at a successful level where I expect to be. The fact that this guy was mulling retirement and was surprised by the interest, but then the fact that the Tigers, look, this is probably a guy you pay $8 million to. If he pitches 150 innings, Rico, he's making $17 million next year. Mm-hmm. This guy, he should have retired, quite honestly. But if a team picks up the phone and offers you $15 million, and if you go 140, 16, 150, 17, yeah, you're going to go ahead and pitch one more year. Because mm-hmm. No matter what happens, you're getting paid $17 million. And it could be the worst 150 innings ever. He could have a 4.5 ERA, $17 million. I just thought it was funny.
Yeah, I was ready just to quit and ring. It's Detroit. Hello?
Wait, you want to pay me what? No, I didn't say that. I'll be there in 5.
Hey, you know what? Hey, cancel that the state park subscription. I'm going to go pitch for the Tigers.
It's crazy. And as far as the other free agency stuff goes, wow. Alex Bregman thing, Mets are sniffing around. Sounds like the Red Sox are circling back around. Every article I've read the last 3 days, none of them has featured the Tigers. That doesn't mean you're not in it. But Alex Bregman, that's where that stands. I did see ESPN today. There might be a shift in the market for Flaherty. They did predictions on free agents. They've actually predicted Flaherty back to you. Look, I wouldn't have a problem with it because the rotation is still woefully thin. It's Skubal and what? So now 37-year-old Alex Cobb, who's always hurt. Reese Olson's got to prove he can stay healthy. And then it's Maeda and Mize. And look, Job is not starting the year with this team. So, yeah, we all wanted a number two. We wanted someone to put with Skubal. I would welcome Flaherty back. I would need to see the terms. But here's the other thing. This is the real reason I brought this up. Rico, do you believe we will get anything before spring training on Skubal negotiations?
No, because it seemed like the easiest layup. You just get it done. You need him. Like, it's taken so long for some reason. I don't think it's going to happen now. I thought it was going to happen. It would be one of the first things, even before they got to the winter meetings. Oh, and by the way, Skubal, long-term deal, we're done. Because Skubal, even during the season, Mike, would always defer to his agent, hey guys, that's above my pay grade. I want to be here, but, yeah, you know, kind of don't look at me. So I no, to answer your question, no. I think it's probably going to go all the way into spring training.
Oh, God. I'll just tell you this. I don't want to do another year of Scooble trade stuff. I don't. And unfortunately, if he's not signed by the start of the year, how they're playing will dictate those conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Aye, aye, aye. All right. I hope that's not the case. I hope we get a report. Hopefully it's under people's Christmas tree and Scooble signed. But all we've heard is non-competitive offer, radio silence. Now, when Corbin Burns signs, I think that's when I'll hopefully get some nuggets about Scooble. You're going to want the next guy to reset that market. Look, Max Fried getting the longest deal ever given out to a lefty, that helps Scooble's camp, right? Mm-hmm. Max getting 8 and 215 or whatever it is. I'm hopeful, and we all know hope is not a game plan. David, any ticket texts, and we'll move along. I do have that Jerry Jones thing, and then we'll get a football today, and then, yes, we will lock back into the Lions at 5 o'clock.
It still feels like Harris is signing guys just to trade at the deadline. I thought we were beyond this.
I mean, if you don't sign players with term, it's hard to fight that narrative, is what I would say. So you're not wrong.
Regarding the gift, somebody says, so you already shelled out a lot of money to go to France, and then you pull out a coupon for dinner?
little tough to accept. Little tough to accept.
Oh, my. I keep an air fryer in my truck so I can cook my lunch at work every day. That is Matt in a box truck. That makes sense. He has nothing else. So yeah.
Okay. I'm telling you, there's a world that Kenny has an air fryer in his car. I could absolutely see that.
If I could find one that could plug in, absolutely, I'd consider it.
I could see Kenny heating up some of his famous popper bread on his way home.
Nice. I keep it in the fridge, heat it up on the way home. Nice little drive time snack. I like that.
Jesus. Good God.
You haven't lived till you had the popper bread, dude.
Okay.
I have no idea what popper bread is.
I haven't lived.
It's his favorite like snack. He's got a little spot out there in
popper bread.
Metamora where he lives, and they make jalapeno.
You just dip it right here.
That is the last time that drop will be played today, my friend.
I have a feeling it might be played next. I got something for you, Kenny. Man, I didn't know you were related to Jerry Jones. We'll do it next. 97-1. All right, we'll get back to the Lions at 5, get you some football in about 10 minutes. A quick note, Rico, just another, and I'm not blaming you for it, but again, it's another coach who said, I've had enough of the current model of college football, and I'm going to go enjoy my family. And he's one of the good guys in the sport. His players do love him. I know nobody will care if you're snooty, but Wake Forest head coach Dave Clawson has just abruptly walked away.
Is that what happened?
Excited.
Okay.
What's up?
It said that's what happened, because whenever it's an abrupt, I'm like, okay, I hope it's because he wanted to leave and not the school wanted him to leave.
No, he's one of the good guys. He's well respected. And again, I'm not telling anyone's supposed to supposed to bleed over Wake Forest football, but you're seeing coaches say, I'm done with this crap. This is nonsense. I mean, hell, we're not even getting into it today, but Penn State's backup quarterback, who they do use in a Wildcat format, this Bo Pabula, he left. They're in the playoff. Mm-hmm. And James Franklin railed against it and is like, yeah, the kid came to me and said, coach, I'm in an impossible spot. I do want to play. I know Drew's coming back to school. If I wait until the playoffs are over, I can't enroll anywhere. It's just so broken. I mean, first of all, the kid shouldn't be in that position.
No.
But there are no adults. There's no one running this thing. No. So,
and you know what the funny thing is? These are supposedly the smartest people, the heads of institutions.
Right.
And they can't get this thing right. And the thing is, when you try to bring up the facts to them, they try to defer or just gaslight you. Oh, everybody likes it this way. No one likes it this way. No one. No, you guys are idiots, but they just try to justify. It's like watching Meet the Press on Saturday. I mean, Sunday morning. It's like, well, no, this is what the people want. No, it's not.
So I just wanted to put this out there, and then we can get to far more serious issues. But we do take great pleasure, both as human beings, me as a Giants fan, Rico as a Niners fan, or you as a Lions fan. Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys have hurt all of us. Jerry Jones is pretty annoying. And I think the only time I've ever laughed and said, you know what, really nice job, Jerry, would be the height of the pandemic where he attended the NFL draft on his bond yacht. Mm-hmm. That was a moment. But Jerry Jones lost his damn mind. And I think we figured out the reason why. He's been on the Kenny diet. This was on 105.3 The Fan when asked if he's ever eaten raccoon. After we had fun at Xavier Leggett's expense, the Carolina Panthers rookie, who, by the way, screwed you as a Lions fan by dropping the game-winning touchdown. What was that again, Xavier? Okay, we'll try again later. He admitted he hunts, kills, skins, and eats raccoon. Jerry Jones responded, quote, "I've eaten a lot of raccoon," and the answer is yes, it's not uncommon at all. Unless you're a hillbilly. One of the favorites is squirrel. It's wonderful. We've all had our favorite pieces. My mom and I would even ask for the brain of the squirrel. Delicious. Seriously. Close quote. Yeah, there it is. His brain's being rotted by rabies. That's why he didn't sign Derrick Henry. We've gotten to the bottom of it. Rabies. Squirrel brains. Squirrel brains.
See, this feels like a very long-form way of just hurling an insult my way, which I appreciate, but that's what this is.
Compared to that type of hillbilly country ass, you're a metropolitan. I mean, you're high society compared to this hill jack. You got to be kidding me.
Papa Bread doesn't sound so bad now all of a sudden, squirrel. Doesn't it?
No, it doesn't, Kenny. You
How do you prepare squirrel brain?
Nope, not doing it. I'm just telling you, he said this on the radio. Like, even if that's a family delicacy, I don't think you bring that up. Mm-mm. You probably keep that to yourself, especially when your fans think you're insane. People who are covering the league don't know what's going on with Jerry Jones and the Cowboys. Yeah, maybe caught some bad squirrel brain. That's my theory, and I'm sticking to it.
Like, it's a possum, squirrel. Yeah, we have it all. Wow.
And if you haven't heard Xavier Leggett appearing on Amon-Ra St. Brown's podcast, I highly encourage it. You will need subtitles. I have been very blessed in this life to travel a lot of places and encounter a lot of really unique people. I have never, and I mean never, encountered someone with an accent like Xavier Leggett. I mean, Darius Slay was tough. This is next level. You can't understand a word. It's that country.
Well, if you would like to know how to do squirrel brains, Rico, you can brown it, then you blend it in a pot, cook it for an hour and 15 minutes, and add turnips, and cook for another 30 minutes, and you have squirrel brain.
Okay. Well, no to all of this. Thank you.
And Zach, you can have that for Thanksgiving.
No, not if you plan on ever seeing, not if you plan on seeing your family again.
So you don't have the Italian way of doing this, Mike?
No, I promise you that.
You made those mascarpone potatoes.
There's no four squirrel soup or anything?
Nah, bro. I got nothing for you. I don't know what kind of hill jacks you got to find in Italy or what parts of Italy you got to go to. I don't know what an Italian hillbilly is, but yeah, I ain't got nothing in the family archives for that. Woo! All right, ticket text, and we'll get to a football today. But yeah, there's maybe why Jerry Jones is losing his mind.
Well, squirrel is actually excellent, someone says. He's from the 810. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Guess I'm okay there. A squirrel brain in the air fryer is amazing.
Okay, there's the debut. Kenny, air fryer, middle of the office, squirrel.
I don't want to ruin it right away. I want to give it a little bit of time.
Oh, my Lord. Yes, someone else says squirrel is amazing. You have to try it.
No. The answer is no.
Congratulations, Kenny, for being related to Jerry Jones. No. Go get some of that money.
No. Kenny's been sandbagging us all these years. He's actually a trust fund kid.
You think if I was a trust fund kid, I'd be working here?
A fair point. I'll stand down.
Oh, man, nothing crazy about eating squirrel. It is delicious.
Hold on. Man, we are better than this. This is Detroit. This is, what kind of hill jacks live in this area? Man,
Mike, you can take some people out of the country, but you can't take the country out of them.
Well, here's Daryl from Livonia. Just had smoked squirrel this weekend. It was delightful.
Oh, my God.
Smoked squirrel?
I think I'd rather watch Giants football than some of these recipes.
I mean, is it a difference between the orange squirrel and the gray squirrel?
Well, I don't know, but someone says it tastes like chicken, so.
Nope. Okay. No. I'm sorry. The answer is no.
That's the quickest way to make sure I never come back over to your house.
There what is this? Squirrel. Out.
Oh, I'm not making it, so you're good.
I'm out.
Yeah. Look, I just brought up Jerry Jones copping to this the genesis of this was all Amon-Ra St. Brown. Blame him. He had Xavier Legette on, and he started talking about his process of eating raccoon. It's all full circle back to a Detroit Lion. Okay. Amon-Ra's response. If you play that audio for the people who haven't heard it, Amon-Ra literally, I think it's, wait, what did you say? And then the other guy is like, you mean like the ones that are in your garbage? Like, just yeah, play this audio for the people.
Sweet mother of mercy.
Hey, wait, why does it, to me, it sounds like a bad Matthew McConaughey.
All I can tell you, Rico, is there was a day and age when Darius Slay played for the Detroit Lions, and we would take his clippings and play a game called What Did Slay Say? Oh. When I tell you he makes Darius Slay sound like a poet, I don't know what to tell. I've never in my life heard an accent like that.
I was about to say Louis Delmas.
Oh, dear.
Subtitles.
Fair enough.
You need, right. You had to hold your phone up as a translator. Okay, say that again in the phone. Okay.
Slow it down. Yeah, he had to be Kevin McAllister when he had the little recording device.
Right.
This is Kevin McAllister, the father.
Right.
Oh, what was that, Amon-Ra?
Credit card? You got it.